you know, it is really just disgusting. The more I found out about Monsanto and what they'd actually been into and how they started, what they were into, what they did to my home state of Alabama, Anniston, Alabama, back in the day, they were just dumping PCBs right into the ground. And of course, it was in the lower income black neighborhoods that they were doing all this. All the people down there suffered with tumors and you name it. It was just awful, awful stuff. And I didn't even know. I grew up there and didn't even know. And now that I know, I feel awful because I didn't know then. And I didn't pay attention then. And that's what I'm here for, is to try to maybe enlighten somebody who doesn't care, who's got their head stuck in The Voice or some other stupid reality TV show that really isn't reality. And it's basically just a, you know, way to walk these stars across that really haven't done that much in a few years. So they walk them across the line and make them famous again and pay, you know, nobodies to come out and pay them a couple bucks to come out and they think they're famous. You know, it's just pathetic, really, as a society, how we've gotten to this point. And it's amazing on the
other side. We're not the first society to get to this point. We're not the first. In fact, it happens a lot of the time when societies are in decline. A lot of the important problems you'll get solved, like as soon as you solve a society's problems for, well, more or less just transport, food, water, shelter, security. Once you've got all of those covered, people lapse. They suddenly have nothing to be afraid of. There's no natural predators to thin the herd. There's no survival of the fittest anymore. And you simply cut off the evolution process. So then devolution begins. People collapse into licentiousness. They have a predominated sort of instinct to go after things that are about instilling, shall we say, excitement to the senses. So because you don't need to worry about who's the greatest scientist coming up with the next new invention to advance humanity into a greater path to glory and enlightenment, instead, now you can focus on who makes the best food? Who can stand on a platform for the longest without moving? Who can dress the prettiest or walk the best? Who can sing the best? Who can eat the grossest thing? This is what humanity has now had to resort to entertain itself. And that's just the stuff that's on television. There's so many other ways in which our true ability and creative potential are being subverted slowly but surely by distracting us with little challenges and little achievements and little players who don't matter one iota to the future of humanity. In fact, it will only bring us back to the Dark Ages, and history always proves that the exact same thing happens. You know, sports stars become really popular now, right? Like celebrities, like they're important people. Really, tell me one thing that a sports legend has done for the entirety of humanity. I mean, physically, you know, show me something tangible that their sports achievement actually bettered mankind.
No,
because it's creative. Because it's creative potential. All right, creative potential creates something tangible. For example, a man invents a computer microchip, or a man invents a new form of engine. Okay, these are things that are actually have real value, technically exist in reality, have direct correlations between cause and effect. A team wins a game of some kind, you can point at little things. Sure, you can say, oh, it injected such and such money into the economy. Yes, but money without any purpose to it is wasteful, right? And so what we're now currently living in is the most wasteful society that has ever been devised by man, or any other entity for that matter. You know, just read a Facebook post today, Johnny, that the food that we throw away in the West is able to feed the entire world's hungry, no child excluded, three times over.
But we have a food shortage, Vinny. Isn't that what they're touting? We have a food shortage? That's why we have to reduce the population? That's what the, you know, that's what all these the bigwigs say. We have to reduce the population down to 600,000 people or 600 million or whatever it is because our food's going away.